This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. To get right to it, deal with the warmongers. Many want to know, who are these warmongers? What's going on in our country? What's going on within and without? Well, folks, deal with the American politicians, and you will see as to who you are dealing with and who the warmongers are. For example, if I go back in history and go to Hermann Göring, he was one of the mass murderers under Adolf Hitler that did his biddings for him. This guy said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is what he said. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. He said it works the same way in any country. How would Hermann Göring know to say something like that? I want to tell you why. Because he did his homework on those that preceded him concerning dictators and how to destroy and to kill. As a matter of fact, he said just that. But let me give you that quote one more time. Hermann Göring, one of the mass murderers, the SS under Adolf Hitler, said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Is that what you're seeing today? Of course it is. Hermann Göring said, that's easy, man, to get the people to be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Folks, in this country, you have representatives. The leaders are, we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6. We don't follow politicians. They're not called, nor is the man that is in the executive office, folks. They are not called to lead this nation in anything. They are called to represent the Republican form of empire of laws that have been given unto us, said John Adams. And that is following the Christ, because remember, going back to the revolution, the flags that were flying were, again, friends, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. But listen to what he said again. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Talking about dealing with the warmongers. Who are they in this country? The American politicians. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. America, what's happening? They're telling you over and over and over and over again that you're being attacked. And then you're being told by another politician, listen, we're not under a threat of Islamic jihadists here. And then on the other hand, when they don't need it anymore, then they throw it back at you and say, oh, we have a threat within, when they want more control. But again, he said, all you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. That's what you're seeing today. And denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism. In other words, either you're for us or you're against us, said George W. Bush after September 11, 2001. Okay? The apple doesn't fall too far from the Third Reich, does it, concerning the Bushes, who were found to be financing Hitler's war. And just think about this, America, let me throw this out there. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against that regime that the Bushes were financing. I want you to understand who was financing that war. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in every country. Hermann Göring, okay? For them that have yet to figure out the game that is being played out between the Democrats and the Republicans concerning America's welfare today, in the present, folks, you need to understand it's not the parties contending with one another. It is the globalists contending with you, America, the American people in the guise as their and your representatives. See, the real threat to you and your freedom in America does not come from those hiding out in a cave, wearing turbans on their heads, yelling, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." It is coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are literally selling you out on a 24/7 basis. And why is that? Well, it all goes back to the same thing. The history of mankind is they depart from God, giving themselves over to a dictator. The country's destroyed. Millions are murdered on the behalf of the dictator's political agenda. The people figure out they've been lied to. They deal with the dictator like they did Mussolini. And what do? They return back to the God that they should have never departed from in the first place, Psalm 119. That's a fact. That's the problem that we're having in this country. Sam, how much more do we have as far as time goes concerning this segment? Folks, what I'm going to do when I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to play more fraud being exposed, this time allegedly by Google, and I'm going to play a 2.5-minute piece for you as to how they're catching on the American people. See, there's folks, you can oppress the people for so long until the American people wake up, or any prospective country wakes up to the games and the ploys of those that want to dictate through force. See, the rule of law brings about peace. But when you remove law and you begin to dictate by force and through policy, you're going to have war. And it is, concerning the topic in which I'm talking about right now, folks, it is time for the American people to deal with the warmongers. And in this country, the warmongers are found as your representative. So deal with the American politicians lawfully, friends. You always have Article 2, Section 4 to fall back on for the smallest amounts of violation concerning our Republican form of government and the enumerated laws found within. The smallest portion, the smallest jot or tittle that is violated, the smallest of misdemeanors, they can be removed. And that's exactly what we're looking to do in this country because people have had enough. But going back to the video and the audio that I'm going to play for you, video and audio, it is fraud exposed once again concerning now allegedly Google and how they're going to bat mysteriously for those that you call the left and going to bat for mysteriously Hillary Clinton once again. Let me say this before the music starts to play. When you look behind those that dictate, no matter where it may be, in the past to the present, everything that they do is always premised on a lie. And I'm about ready to play some audio to prove that point once again. The system and the method is not hard to figure out, friends. Stay in the Word of God. The Lord said He'll give you eyes. He'll anoint your eyes. He'll give you ears. He'll anoint your ears that you may see and hear. For after all, we can only do those things that which we see our Father do and say those things that our Father tells us to say. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also give us a call at any time if you'd like to over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, in reverse, just for a moment, you can go back over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, and my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, for what it's worth. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, let's say this in unison. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the first segment, I laid out as to what we're going to be talking about over the next 45 minutes. Deal with the warmongers, the American politicians. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to interject this audio for you, because what it is, folks, is did Google manipulate search for, guess who, friends, Hillary Clinton? I reiterate this point for a reason. The enemy, a Saul Alinsky communist tactic, is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, you are in trouble on a global scale, friends, for what you've allowed America, for your politicians to do to other prospective countries. There's no question about it. You're hated today because of what you've allowed these warmongers to do to other countries, innocent countries, just for the record. We do not have constitutional authority anywhere in our Constitution to go and police the world. I just want to set that record straight, first and foremost. Secondly, I want you to know that if you would look in as to what's going on in your country, you would see that your enemies, though you have them without, pay attention to Russia and China. And also keep in mind, friends, China has a proverb that when we're quietest, we're strongest. When we're quietest, we're strongest. I have been preaching from the housetop for 15 years on national radio. You can mark my words on it. Keep your eye on Russia and China, because this criminal foreign aid in the People's White House today is allied with your sworn enemies. He enjoys, folks, that support from your sworn enemies, both without and within, from the homosexuals from within, from the atheists within, the communists within, all five members of the Black Lives Matters organization within, so on and so forth. You get the point. But what they love to do, friends, is they love to blow themselves up into being something they are not. And I've shared with you, my listeners, so many times in the past, and again, up until November, I'm going to continuously blow that trumpet. Hillary Clinton is a criminal, first and foremost, folks. There is no legitimacy concerning her presidential run for the White House. Zero. She should be in a prison, but they pushed it this far that you've accepted it to get pulled into the game and take it to the voting booth where they want to manipulate the vote. And keep in mind, Joseph Stalin was the one that rightly said, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And P.S., go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, speaking of which, I've just got all these different seeds that I want to throw down on you folks. But did you see just recently, folks, we have a Democratic, you call them leftist, leader, and it's not just the left, it's the right folks as well, Democratic leader caught explaining how Democrats use voter fraud in New York. Now, bringing it up and teeing this up for you, friends, fraud exposed once again. The question is, did Google manipulate search for Hillary Clinton? Of course they did. It's called allegation, but the fruit is on the branches, friends. Judge them by what they do. Action speaks a lot louder than words. Check this out.
There's an inherent trust that when you Google something, you are seeing the actual factual answer to your query or question, based at least in part on the results of what other people are actually searching for. In the case of Hillary Clinton, who clinched the Democratic nomination, we know for a fact that that is not the case. Thanks to the help of our editor, Spencer Reed, SourceFed has discovered that Google has been actively altering search recommendations in favor of Hillary Clinton's campaign, so quietly that we were unable to see it for what it was until today. When we type Hillary Clinton CRI into Google, the site's autocomplete function shows three potential searches: Hillary Clinton crime reform, Hillary Clinton crisis, and Hillary Clinton crime bill 1994. However, when you type the same term, Hillary Clinton CRI, into Google's competitors, Bing and Yahoo, you get very different results, focusing on whether or not Hillary Clinton has ever committed a crime. There's clearly something wrong here, right? Maybe people are just searching for different things on Google than on Yahoo or Bing. When we searched for Hillary Clinton crime reform, the top result from earlier, there weren't even enough searches of the term to build a graph on the site, which begs the question, why on earth is it the first potential result? For comparison, we added a second search term, Hillary Clinton crimes. Look what Google gave back. Apparently, far more people are searching for Hillary Clinton crimes than Hillary Clinton crime reform. Google just doesn't want you to know or ask. But hey, maybe that's a fluke, right? We tried it again.
Now, I've shared this with you several times.
Discussed potential indictment by the FBI would show up. When you type Hillary Clinton IND into Bing or Yahoo, there are plenty of indictment-based recommendations. But when you type it into Google, the top two recommended auto-completions are Hillary Clinton Indiana and Hillary Clinton India. When we entered them both into trends, people were searching for Hillary Clinton indictment 8 times more often than Hillary Clinton India. The intention is clear. Google is burying potential searches for terms that could have hurt Hillary Clinton in the primary elections over the past several months by manipulating recommendations on their site. We searched for negative terms that have been associated in the media with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump on all three sites, specifically Bernie Sanders SOC for socialist and Donald Trump RAC for racist or racism. This time, Google matched the recommendations of Bing or Yahoo. No visible tampering. Google's bias here is undeniable, but at this stage, I must be clear. We at SourceFed are not accusing any individuals of any crimes. If this warping of search recommendations is as intentional as it appears to be, Google didn't break any laws in doing so. It's deeply unethical and wrong, but not illegal, and there is no proof that Hillary Clinton or any members of her campaign pushed for or knew about this practice. What we've discovered about Google's potential actions is shocking and deeply disturbing. If it is proven that the intentional manipulation of search results and recommendations has occurred, then Google and Eric Schmidt are in the clearest of wrongs here. There is no no proof of any kind that the Hillary Clinton campaign asked for or was aware of any wrongdoing, and for myself or anyone else to assume or allege so is irresponsible. That's what we have. Search everywhere for information. Arm yourselves. Let's start over and look at the facts, and then vote. I'm Matt Lieberman. Thanks for watching.
Isn't that interesting, folks, that he walked on eggshells concerning those that he's exposing who have been busted over and over and over again? But it's interesting to note that when it's them, it's an allegation. And this is the face of the establishment in which is assailing you on a 24/7 basis. But when the establishment accuses anybody and everybody of the crimes that they even fabricate, they're guilty until proven innocent. America, you put yourself, the best way to say this is Ben Franklin rightly said, when you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And I want to tell you something, friends, that's why they are continuously assailing you, because you continuously make yourself sheep. Rather than standing up and meaning what you say by enforcing the laws against their crime to establish judgment, to have righteousness and peace within the gate, Amos chapter 5, guess what? You just say it's allegation. You can look at the fruit on the tree in America. You're so worried about what the establishment might say or how they might polarize you or attack you that you just call it allegation. But when they accuse you, even if they fabricate it, once again, folks, it's always you're guilty until proven innocent. Let's get this straight. Let's get this right, friends, and actually stand up and be the law that God has called us to be. But that will never happen until there's first an awakening, then a revival. And remember, friends, you cannot revive which is not dead. So in other words, until you repent before a just and a holy God, you're not going to receive the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost upon repentance, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51 verse 17, then you receive power where your enemy understands that, wait a second, this one's dangerous. Never live your life, listeners, where the enemy does not fear you. Never live your life where the enemy does not fear you. But again, they understand, your enemy does, through the communist slogan, and I'm sorry, method, that if you feel mush, just proceed. But America, when they feel your steel, they're supposed to retreat. Let them feel your steel. Let them feel your steel. Folks, during the first segment, we were laying the premise concerning what we're going to be talking about over the next 45 minutes. Deal with the warmongers. Who are the warmongers? Well, folks, in this perspective situation, I'm talking about the United States of America. We're talking about the American politicians, and you're going to find at the end of the show that it's the politicians that are doing the attacking. And it shows you as to who they are working for, and furthermore, when you look above all of it, you'll see why this is happening. Hermann Göring said, "The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders." That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. That was one of the mass murders under Adolf Hitler. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just hang on the headline here, friends. Deal with the warmongers, the American politicians, folks. Foreigners could not have dreamed of doing what you've allowed your representatives to do to your country, America. This isn't a foreign enemy, folks, that's asking you to give up your rights. This isn't a foreign enemy creating chaos and then pushing change through. No, that's how you fundamentally transform a country, and it's communism again, friends. I mean, just ask the criminal in the White House, the foreign agent. If you look at the foreign agent in the People's White House in America, what is he doing? His slogan is forward. That comes directly from the communist playbook, just for the record. But again, friends, deal with the warmongers. Who are they? The American politicians. These are the ones that are stirring up this domestic insurrection. The people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. This was stated 70, 80 years ago, America, and it's happening today. And then I shared with you, for them that have not yet figured out, that the game that is being played out between the Democrats and the Republicans concerning America's welfare, it's not the parties contending with one another, friends. They're in it together. It's the globalists contending with American people in the guise of your representatives. And again, the real threat to you and your freedoms in America does not come from those hiding out in a cave wearing turbans on their head yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are selling you out. Furthermore, these representatives are using every race known to mankind to drive a wedge between the people so they can attempt to divide and conquer. And they are using the Muslims, in fact. And I'm sure there's many Muslims across the globe that understand what the American government is doing right now. They're using the homosexuals, the atheists, the communists. Now they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend your constitution. It's the politicians that are allowed to do the things that they're doing. Now, to prove my point, this is what I love. And by the way, at any time, please call and correct my legislature here, friends, literally. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I would love for you to attempt to change the facts in which I'm going to lay to your candor even now. And the reason I'm saying this is because we have ankle biters here that love to write things that we say here. They love to take out of context the things that we say. Now is your time to embarrass me in front of 53 countries and up to 57 affiliates in the United States of America. I'm live radio right now. It's now your opportunity. To prove my point here, I want you to check out these recent headlines just over the last week. I didn't create this idea. I didn't come up with this and then throw in there what I needed to embellish the point. Nope. I just went online and I started looking at the headlines just over the last week. You ready for this? These are the headlines just over the last week in America. Listen carefully. The Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. On fake Al-Qaeda videos. A judge tells states they must take Syrian refugees in. These are the headlines. Here's another one for you. Obama administration proposes a plan for Americans to adopt and sponsor Muslim immigration into the United States of America. Now I got a question for you thus far, and I'm going to ask you this quite a few times through the show. Is this foreigners that are advocating those that mean to plunder this country, or is it your representatives? I go on. These are the headlines that I found just over the last week. Former CIA officer. Most terrorists are false flag terrorists, or they are created by our own security services. Did you hear what I said? Former CIA officer, most terrorists are false flag terrorists, or they are simply created by our own security services. Boy, who's been warning you about that, friends, for 15 years? Now it's coming to the light. In most conservatives, they're a little slow on the uptake, but they're starting to catch up, but they still don't want to call it for what it is because it just might cost them a little bit too much. In other words, they don't love God, and they don't love their fellow brothers and sisters, and they don't love their country quite enough yet. That's what I'm telling you. Former CIA officer, most terrorists are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services. Headlines across the United States of America just within the last week. The Department of Homeland Security, which is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood ties, by the way, friends, by this criminal administration, DHS memo acknowledges the fact that refugees and the fraud that is being perpetrated on the American people is already happening today. Headlines across the United States just over the last week. They are not hard to find. Listen to this. Major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen, anybody who does not support Islam and Muslims is a rat, and listen carefully, and needs to be exterminated. Wow. So we see that it's being played out through the politicians. We already know it's being played out on the people by the state-controlled narrative, which is controlled by the CIA on a global basis. So we have one of their agents right here, Cecilia Hagen. Another headline across the United States of America. Now listen to who your, which runs antithetical or in contrast to American God-ordained institution, the Mosaic Institution, which is based on common law, which sets on the Declaration of Independence, which is a preamble to the Constitution. Folks, listen carefully so as to know who is doing the attacking. Marine Corps in America. The father was banned from daughter's graduation following a lawsuit against the school in America that is indoctrinating American students with the Islamic indoctrination. He was banned from the school. That's another lawsuit. Headlines going across the United States of America. Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel as her favorite world leader. Now, keep in mind, Angela is responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. And don't forget about what Hillary, the criminal who should be indicted and imprisoned by those that represent you and their prospective cabinets in government, and their functions in government, they have failed you. They have not indicted her. They have not charged her. And of course, I'm talking about Daryl Issa. Of course, I'm talking about Jason Chaffetz. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Trey Gowdy. They talk big, but they don't deliver. They talk big, but they don't deliver. Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel headline news as her favorite world leader. Folks, that country's being plundered. Angela Merkel said, Germany belongs to Islam. Do you know that women and children are being raped and men are being killed? That nation's being, through Chloor Piven, folks, the method of overbearing the system to break it down. That's what's happening over in Germany right now and in France right now. And furthermore, they disarmed them before they actually brought those that mean to plunder their country into their prospective countries. Who's doing the attacking, America? That's all I'm asking you. It does show you who they're working for, though. Because we know concerning Hillary Clinton, who's funding her, we know who Barack Hussein Obama's allied with, America's sworn enemies, and who is funding her presidential campaign, which is illegitimate. Friends, the Muslims are. So you can see who these representatives are working for. They are not working for you, America. And by the way, just hold up. We got a lot more coming. Headline news. Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi Empire. Hey, folks, I've been called crazy that Adolf Hitler was using mercenaries, namely the Muslims. He allied himself with the Muslims to use them to do his killing for him concerning his dissidents and his political objectives, friends. And his political those that were attempting let me say it this way. I'm sitting here looking at these headlines. It's like, okay, hang on. His political objective was to use his people, Adolf Hitler, and zero them in on the Poles of the day, right? So what he did is he attacked his own Reichstag, and then he blamed the Poles, and then he gathered his people together to war against the Poles. But what Adolf Hitler firstly did was he killed off his political dissidents within. He killed off 6 million of his own people by using the Muslim mercenaries. Is that why the Syrian Muslims are being brought into these countries, folks, to do the killing for the globalists? You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. You better bet your... Hey, folks, why was it and why is it that they are trying to disarm you before they bring these illegals into your country in the first place, friends? There's no other reason. And by the way, congratulations to Barack Hussein Obama. He is the gun salesman of the decade here in America, because every time he opens up his effeminate sodomite mouth, it seems that gun sales skyrocket. But I want you also to know, in other words, that means America is awake. But the fact of the matter is, you better get it right between you and the Lord first and foremost, because that's why these things are happening in the first place. Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel as her favorite world leader. Angela is responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. Listen carefully, friends. These are headlines going across America today. Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi empire? Of course, because that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did, and that's exactly what the Bush regime, along with the globalists, are attempting to establish. The Third Reich, you better, Mark. Hey, folks, check history out. Do that. Do that. Do that for yourself. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know, I'm sitting here. Someone just sent me some videos of Donald Trump, and it was... I just got them yesterday. I believe it was Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, that sent them. I'm not sure, but I think it was. I'm almost positive it was, but it was videos of Mr. Donald Trump. He actually got involved with the WWE pro wrestling, and there's videos out there where Donald Trump was actually a part of it. And it's interesting, I use Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as the prime candidates for what I'm talking about, that they're both being held up as options for the American people to choose from. And I say this is, you know, the WWE at its very worst. And I remembered some time back finding out that Vince McMahon, his organization for the WWE pro wrestling, you know how they act like they're enemies on stage in the ring, but they're best of friends behind closed doors. That's the likeness of what I'm showing you concerning politics. But it's interesting that the founder of the WWE, he calls his organization the New World Order. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but it's online. And so when Tim sent that over to me, I kind of laughed about it a little bit, but I thought, that's exactly the analogy that I've been using. Folks, I mean, this is politics at its very worst, what we're seeing in this country. And the sad part about it is there's a lot of people in this country drinking the Kool-Aid. Just a side note, just wanted to share that with you. But again, the founder of the pro wrestling organization, what does he call it? He calls it the New World Order. And it's deception. Everything they do, it's deception. They poise two against each other as if they're arch enemies, when in fact they're not. They're the best of friends. That's how they make their money. It's the same thing with politics. It's crazy when you see people and how they act out at those wrestling those matches, friends. When I was a little kid, my mom, I had a friend that used to take us every once in a great while, and people would leave hoarse. They were so caught up into the fictitious match that was being played out in front of them. I mean, it's just really that bad. But when you see it now, it's just, I mean, it's on steroids compared to what I was used to as a little kid. But it's so easy to see. It's dissimulation. It's fiend. It's counterfeit to the truth, folks. It's all staged, right? Well, I want to tell you what's going on in your country today is not staged. And what we're talking about is deal with the warmongers, today's politicians. And I'm giving you today's headlines. And I want to go on because I have one more segment to go here. Just over the last week, these are headlines in America. Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim parade day in New York City. Is this a foreigner doing it? Or is this your representative working for foreigners? Coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent in the People's White House, doll beheadings. We're finding in California, we just got back from California, they're teaching them the five pillars of Islam. Who's doing that? It's the teachers doing it. It's the NEA doing it. It's this administration doing it. And who are they doing it for? Folks, though it may be a foreigner attacking you, it's your representatives that are selling you out to the foreigners. So who's actually creating the war? Your representatives are. And it's the American people tolerating their crimes, which only causes that war to expand day after day, week after week, month after month. Headlines going across the United States of America. Hillary Clinton's solution for terror attacks. Listen carefully, friends. Listen to the double talk here. Remember how I always share with you, they love to promote in the South and then they denounce it in the North? Well, I want to show you a politician all the more here and a criminal all the more here. Hillary Clinton's solution for terror attacks in America, she wants more gun control. If you remember right, going back in October of 2015, do you remember Governor Mark Dayton? He was voted the worst senator in the United States history. He said to the people of Minnesota that didn't want these Syrian Muslims coming in to plunder their prospective towns in the state of Minnesota, he said, if you don't like immigrants, then get out of Minnesota. Now, America, was that a foreigner that said that, or was it your representative that's working for foreigners to destroy your country? Your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. So, America, I have a question for you. Who are the terrorists? Who are these useful idiots working for? See, because friends, what I'm sharing with you right now, you can't make this stuff up. Again, line up what I just shared with you concerning the headlines across America with what former British Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, said. He said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States. Of course it is. I mean, Americans all the well know that the present administration has done everything in its power to aid, to abet, and to fund America's enemies both within and without. Nobody can deny that. See, the devil is found in the details. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and Thessalonians 2:8. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Saul Alinsky, again, have to bring him into the equation, the master splinter who serves the devil, who's burning in hell right now, and good for him. He deserves everything he gets, believe me. This Saul Alinsky, disciple of the devil, literally has been assailing, speaking of Hillary and Barack, they have been assailing everything American since day one by creating war within and without. And by the way, again, another headline just this last week, the last couple days, it's been reported that Barack Hussein Obama is being called out for a war criminal at the UN. How come nobody's talking about that? Let's go back to Saul Alinsky real quick. He said, listen to what he said. Any revolutionary changes must be preceded by passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitudes towards change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to go and give it a pass concerning what's going on in the present and chance the future. How many of you have I told, America, how many times have I told you that their objective is to get you to throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it? It's a method that they are using on purpose, and I want to tell you why you feel defeated. It's because you're paying attention to what the lying media, through the conservatives and the professed church in America, and if you want to call it the left, oh, you don't go that far. I want to tell you something. The right's doing the same thing, and in many cases, worse than what the left is doing today. Listen to what he said. You have to get the people to feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless. Hey, folks, that's a state of despair, and a state of despair is when God is not in your life. I want to tell you something. Get it right. Put your hand and your feet inside of a circle. Put the Bible under you. Stand up and say, Lord, fill everything inside of this circle with your Holy Spirit, because my sin is finding me out, and I need your forgiveness. Read Exodus 20. You'll find out that you violated his moral law that will drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. And then you will begin to see these little devils for who they are every step of the way. Hey, speaking of Hillary Clinton also, remember Saul Alinsky. She is a Saul Alinsky disciple of the devil. She was recently exposed by WikiLeaks, again, take him for what he's worth, an email dump that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. Now, folks, are these not the same enemies to America that are funding Hillary Clinton's campaign? Why, of course they are. As a matter of fact, Hillary went on and said, as well as that terrorism, she said, it's not a threat to us as a nation. It seems to be a convenient ploy for these representatives, friends, to work for the enemy as they're selling you out for 30 pieces of silver as they turn and kiss you and betray you to your enemies, friends. Read John 10:10 when you get a moment. Folks, it seems to be a convenient ploy. It is to use terrorism as will to control the people with the use of fear. And furthermore, it was reported that she wants to, through another WikiLeaks expose, that Hillary wants to drone strike all dissidents and whistleblowers. Read Leviticus 20:16 when you get a moment, folks. It's not hard to figure this out. Not a threat to this country, she said. No, you're right. The threat is your representatives, because these are the ones that are pushing the ball forward concerning your destruction in the hopes of taking you down, America, to establish a global order. And by the way, the Muslims are being used. Everybody that's doing their bidding, they are all being used as useful idiots until those that are paying them to do their biddings get their way. And then guess what? History teaches us they're the first ones killed off. Wake up, America. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.